Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue right here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. Our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Amen.
Would you like to give us some details about your church?
Time, yes, I
meet,
will.
Location, et cetera.
Awesome. We are the Refuge Church at New Liberty. We've joined with them. It's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we are really a non-denominational. I like to call us, I don't know, a hodgepodge. We are Pentecostal. We are Baptist. We are charismatic, full gospel. I don't know. We a hodgepodge. We just believers, and we just love the Word of God. And so we'd love for you to come out if you don't have a home church. We are at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma, 73662. I will tell you, if you put it in your phone, a lot of times if you'll just put New Liberty, Oklahoma, it'll bring you right to it. Sometimes when you put Refuge Church or New Liberty Church, it gets confused. So sometimes it's just easiest just to put that. Also, we have Sunday school at 10 a.m., Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening. We have prayer at 5 and Bible study at 6, and we have a Wednesday night Bible study. And right now we're super excited about it because we're actually, for the rest of the summer, we're having what we call a family connection night. And so we're really all coming together with a short message that'll reach the whole body, and then we're doing some fun activities and then eating together. So that is starting at 7 o'clock, but we also have a youth group, but they're joining with us. It's the Merge Youth Group. Let's see. I think that's it. I think I got it. So, yay. Okay. We did it. Amen. Let's jump back in. Okay. Let me just say this about discernment. Discernment means this. It means to distinguish between. Now, it's very crucial that we understand this gift is the discerning of spirits, okay? So you're going to be distinguishing between what spirits are operating, okay? It also means to discern between, which is the same thing. It's not to criticize or pass judgment on people because you're looking at the spirit. You're not looking at a person, okay? And so it is a supernatural gift that gives one the ability to know what spirit is operating in a person's life, what spirit is operating in a ministry, what spirit is operating when a prophetic word is given, what spirit is operating in your own home. You see, it can begin to reveal on your workplace. It is valuable wherever you are. And so you can even know the spirits that are operating over a community or over a region, okay? And so the key to understanding the gift is understanding you're receiving supernatural insight as to what spirit is working, okay? And let me say there are three that usually you're going to focus on. It can either be a fleshly spirit, a demonic spirit, or it can be the Holy Spirit, okay? Sometimes it can be an angelic spirit, but it comes along with the side of the Holy Spirit, okay? And so we need to understand that aspect of what we're doing. Okay, let's talk about eight signs that you, well, actually not eight. I'm just talking about different signs that you might have this gift, okay? Because I've got several of them. Number one, let me see. Okay, how did I miss that? Give me a second. It's in my book. I was like, where's that at? I was like, I was lost for a second. Okay, let's talk about it. Number one, you may have a desire for the gift. 1 Corinthians 14:1 actually says that we are to desire spiritual gifts. So you may actually desire this. If you have a desire for it, it's probably because the Lord has put it in your heart. Okay, so desire for the gift. You may long to see people set free from demonic bondage. Okay, you may long for that. You may want to be more effective in prayer and spiritual warfare. Okay, that may be something in your heart. You may have a real desire for holiness. Okay, you may be curious about the spiritual realm. So a lot of times those things are signs that God may have gifted you with the gift of discerning of spirits. Those are crucial to being able to do those things. Intercessory prayer, deliverance, all those things, you're going to need the discerning of spirits, okay? And so if you have a desire for this gift, there's a good chance that you have that. Number two, if you love God's presence, okay? A lot of times when someone is a lover of God's presence, you'll find they have a discerning of spirits, okay? Because let me say it this way, and I'm going to share a book that I would encourage you to get if you want to grow in this, okay? A lot of this that I've learned has come through it, and it's been a powerful, powerful book. It is called, I'll tell you in a minute because I'll forget it. I got to look it up. Let me tell you, there are different levels of this gift, okay? There's maturing in anything we do, okay? So the first level is a very simple discernment, okay? That you're able to kind of just pick up. You can maybe tell if someone's, you know, it's when you see them, you go, something's not right. You know, I don't understand, but I can't put my finger on it, but something isn't right. You can tell maybe if someone's lying, okay? You can see these things. You're able to just pick it up. You're like, I don't know why, but I just know these things, okay? That's on that level. But the second level is when you begin to understand what demonic spirit is operating, okay? So you begin to sense demons. You're very much aware of the darkness that's taking place. And so you can pick up on things. Let me say, it can even go so far, it doesn't always have to be, but sometimes you will even see them. Okay, you will encounter demonic spirits. You can maybe even go so far as hearing them. You can even, some people even smell them. Okay, this is legit. This is real. Okay, and so you can, these are things that all of a sudden you begin to pick up. Now you're picking them up in the spirit. Okay, and so the second level is being aware of the demonic realm. A lot of times people with the gift of discernment get stuck there. They don't go any further. They stay right there. They don't understand there's another level. See, the gift of discerning of spirits is not for you to get stuck in that level. You got to go to the highest level, which is to see the realm of God, okay? Now you're beginning to see angelic things, okay? You're beginning to you can even smell the things of heaven. You can begin to see in the things of heaven. You can begin to hear things, okay? That is the highest realm. Let me say why. because the highest realm is for you to understand what God is doing. Sometimes we love the discerning of spirits because we love to know what the devil's doing. But God said that's to get wrapped up in the wrong level. We need to get to the place where we're seeing what God is doing. See, when you come in and you're picking up on something in the flesh or something in the demonic realm, you need to immediately stop and go, okay, wait a minute, God, what are you trying to do? Because if these things have showed up, it's because they're trying to hinder what God is doing. See, the demonic realm and the fleshly things show up to hinder the work of God. Remember when that woman who had the demon, she was following Paul, and it sounded like she was doing something good. She was saying, oh, these are the men of God, you know, listen to what they have to say. But she was actually sent from the demonic realm to hinder the work of God. And so you have to understand that those demons that are presenting themselves are there because they're trying to hinder what God's doing. So we've got to get to the place where we say, God, what are you doing in this moment so that we can know why we need to shut these spirits down? So when I'm saying you're a lover of God's presence, it's that you are grieved when God doesn't get to do what he's wanting to do. You're grieved when anything hinders what God is trying to do. See, when you have that in you, you might have the discernment of spirits, okay? You're a lover of God's presence, and you want to see God's plan come forth. You're very sensitive to the anointing, okay? You just want to see God's plans come forth, okay? The number three, you may be very sensitive to spiritual atmospheres. That's a sign you may have the gift of discerning of spirits, okay? Like I said, you'll come into a place and you are uncomfortable where everybody else is just free. And you're like, somebody right here, okay? And people start to think, we can't go nowhere with Monica, okay? She is always like feeling something, and it's like, oh, we can't take you nowhere, you know, that kind of thing. And you can find yourself discouraged because it's like you feel like you're the only one who sees these things or experiences these things. But listen, it's a gift, and it's to actually protect the body. It is to actually help the body. It is even to see people set free and delivered, okay? So you may be more sensitive to spiritual atmospheres. In fact, in the early stages, even when you're a child, for example, you may experience demonic activity, okay? My son, I'm telling you, he was telling us things. He saw Jesus when he was 3 years old. He knew God's voice. He told us what God said, and what he said came to pass, okay? You can't make this up at 3 years old. But he also saw demons. He saw all kinds of things. And we did not understand this at that time. And I believe a lot of the things he's going through right now are due to this, because we didn't understand it. Why? We were ignorant of it. And because we were ignorant of it, we did not know how to help him through that, okay? And a lot of times I believe people get, cast away as they're schizophrenic and they got all these things, but I believe there could have been a spiritual gift. And then the enemy took that and began to say, you're crazy. You've lost your mind. And nobody was there to come along and shepherd. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a legit medical issue that has to be dealt with, but I'm saying let's look deeper, because sometimes it is that these people are very gifted and in tune with the things of the spirit, and they didn't have anybody to teach them what this was about. And then the enemy comes along and spews lies and says, you're crazy. And at some point they bought that lie. So I break that off anybody who's been told they're schizophrenic. We say, you're not crazy in Jesus' name. I'm going to encourage you to get with somebody who is a pastor who understands the discernment of spirits, and get with them so they can begin to help you. Maybe there's something to this, okay? So a lot of times you may have, as a child, experienced things that others did not experience. Number four, you may feel different from others, and we've kind of alluded to this already. You may see things that others don't see, and what it can do is actually cause you to feel very lonely. You can feel very ostracized, different. You don't feel like everybody else. Number five, another sign that you might have this gift is you experience unusual signs, okay? Dreams, visions, sensations that alert you to what's happening in the spirit realm, okay? Another one, number six, I kind of already alluded to this. It's childhood signs. You experience things when you were even young, okay? Let me see. This is where we talked about they get drawn into mediums, psychics, and that kind of stuff, witchcraft and all that. Number seven, you have always seemed to have the ability to know what's behind a person's words or actions. You can't describe it. You just know. It's like, okay, you can see beyond it. Seems like no one else gets it and no one else can see it, but you see it, okay? And so that could be a sign that you have the gift of discerning of spirits. Let me see. Also, you have number eight is confirmation of the gift by others. Leaders or other people may say, you know what? You have the gift of discernment. Someone may tell you this, and you may hear this, and so that helps you be aware. People are confirming this. God is confirming this through others, okay? Now, I'm just giving you a couple more. You may know a great deal about a person just by meeting them. It's like, my son, he told me this all the time. He said, Mom, I don't understand it, but he said, the minute I meet a person, it's like I know them. I know things about them. I can't describe how I know this, and it used to bother him so much. In fact, he's told me it's one of the reasons he doesn't like being in large crowds, because he can feel what they're feeling. He said, Mama, I can't understand it. He said, it's like if someone is really angry, I can feel it. If someone is really sad, I can feel it, and I don't like it. I just want to get away from it. See, he's had that since he was little, and so he's always been someone who likes to just be alone because he doesn't like all that feeling. Let me see here. You may have an insight that it's like you always can see the right direction. You don't understand it, but it's like you can see where someone's at and what they need to do. Okay, that's part of the discerning of spirits. Okay, it's attached to even wisdom. Okay, you can have the discernment and wisdom, and that can flow together. So sometimes you'll see that operate as in that way as well. Let me see if there's any others I want to say here. Okay, I'm just going to stop with that. Okay, so those are some signs. Now, I want to just break down with you real quick how this can be used in your everyday life. We're getting to the practical use of this because I want us to know how to use it. We can know all day. We can have knowledge all day about it, but it does us no good until we get understanding and begin to practically use this, okay? So that's what we're going to do right now. We want to talk very quickly about how to use this in everyday life. In the church, okay? Number one, prayer. A lot of times, the gift of discerning of spirits is used mightily in intercessory prayer, okay? You are able to pray because you see things. You can come into the church, and all of a sudden, you might feel a religious spirit, okay? Well, it doesn't mean walk out of that church. Well, I got to get out here. There's a religious spirit up in this place. No. It means stop yourself. Begin to pray. I come against every religious spirit that would try to hinder the work of God in this house. I bind you up and cast you out. You have no authority in this house. This house belongs to the Lord, and you're not welcome here. See, you come against that spirit. Now, I'm not saying you take the mic and do this. If you have authority, that's different. But if you don't have authority, you stand right where you're at, and you begin to take authority over that spirit. You see, intercessory prayer, oh, man, it's beautiful. It even works in the power of salvation, because you can see someone and you can see what spirit is hindering them from receiving salvation. Okay? That is so powerful. So you can begin to see someone who needs salvation and see what's keeping them from it. You can begin to come against that thing that is stopping them from being saved, and you can be used to pray against that thing so that they can get saved. I love this gift. It's so precious, okay? It's also, you can see things that are coming, okay? So, like, you can warn the church leaders. It's like, okay, it's like you can see pitfalls. Okay, I can see that there's a religious spirit trying to come up against this church. I see some division coming in this church. I see some jealousy coming up. It's almost like you can see those things in advance. And sometimes we say, oh, I'm not going to say nothing because I don't know. I may be just, you know, this is what I did. I did not even realize that I had the discernment of spirits. I'm a pastor, and I didn't even know this, okay? And I would see these things, but I would just almost be like, I just don't want to make a waves. I don't need and I just hold back. But I had the discernment of spirits. No, don't go take this to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Don't run around to Sally and Susie and Joe and say, well, I know there's some division coming up in this church, because sure enough, you're the one sowing it. Okay, don't do that. Go to the leaders of that place and say, hey, I don't want to cause no trouble, but I need to bring this to you. I may be wrong, but I'm feeling in my spirit that I keep seeing that there's a spirit of division trying to come up against this body. And I just want to warn you so that you could, you know, you can take it and do with what you want. I'm not telling anybody else. I'm just giving it to you so you can pray about it and put it in the hands of the leaders. That's part of this gift, okay? That's what you're supposed to do with it. Also, It'll help you when you're praying for people, okay? Because you can discern things that are hindering this person and whatever they're going through. You can pick up what is a hindrance to the work of God in their life. Remember, you're looking for the work of God in their life, not the work of the devil, the work of God. And then you can see what spirits are hindering that work, okay? So you say, God, what is it you want to do in the ministry today? God, what is it you're wanting to do in this person's life? And what is hindering that? And so you can begin to then come against it properly. It's going to help you intensely when you're praying with people. Number three, it helps you in deliverance ministry, okay? Deliverance ministry is casting out demons. You can begin to get to the place where you not only know what demonic spirits are operating, but you can actually know their names and call them out, okay? You can get to that place with the discernment of spirits. I believe if you're gonna walk in deliverance ministry, you're going to need to walk in the discernment of spirits, or at least have somebody walking with you that has the discernment of spirits, okay? And so that is going to help tremendously. I love it because you'll be able to help people get delivered. Amen. And also it helps in healing ministry. I love this. Okay. The sweet, precious woman in church that has the gift of discernment, her husband walks in the healing ministry. And they didn't even know those two flow together. See, they come together because when someone is sick, sometimes it might just be a malady in the physical that needs a healing. But sometimes it is a demonic influence that needs to be delivered so that they can be healed, okay? So sometimes sickness is due to a demonic thing, and other times it's just a physical malady that needs healed. And so the discernment of spirits can help a person know how to see a person get healed, okay? So the next one is evangelism, and I kind of already hit that, but it means that you can see what's hindering a person from being saved, okay? You can see, you can get to a place where you see what territorial spirits are keeping a community or a region from flowing in the things of God, from salvation coming forth, okay? So if you see something that's very common in a region, it may be a territorial spirit that needs to be dealt with, but discernment of spirits can help you pinpoint the spirit that's operating so that you can deal with that thing through prayer and pull that thing down, cast it out, whatever needs to be done, okay? It helps you in spiritual warfare, okay? That's part of spiritual warfare. And so this is some of the ways that this gift will be used, okay? You can use it even in your home. How is it affecting, what's affecting your children? Your child has a bad attitude, okay? Well, sometimes they just got a bad attitude. But hey, it's fleshly, ain't it? It's fleshly, okay? Start dealing with that flesh, okay? But sometimes you could have been somewhere and a spirit started operating through your child, okay? And you say, no, 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 no. See, the discernment of spirits will help you pick up on that and you can deal with it quickly. If I'd understood this so many years ago, I feel like we could have gone around so much hardship in our life, okay? I'm telling you, I'm now saying, God, I want you to increase the discernment of spirits in me. I want you to fine-tune this gift. Holy Spirit, help me grow in this gift because it's so precious to me, okay? It's so precious. And so as you begin with this gift, and we're going to close with this, ask for it if you want it, okay? But as you begin to, we're going to pray and we're going to ask God to activate this gift in you, okay? If you want it, receive it by faith, okay? But you're going to have to step out by faith and begin to use it. Okay. Yes. One of the things you're going to have to guard against is being judgmental and suspicious of everyone. Okay. You don't go into a place and start looking for trouble. You don't sit down and listen to a speaker and go, well, I'm going to see what he has to say. And you're wondering, well, I'm going to look what everything is wrong. Nope. That ain't right. Nope. You're already in the wrong if you're doing that. Okay. You're looking for what God is doing. You're looking for God in this place. See, when you go into that place, you're looking for God in it. I can go to any house and it can be different style of worship, a different type of preaching, and I can sit down and enjoy myself. Why? Because I'm looking beyond what I'm seeing that I don't agree with. Amen. I'm looking for what we do connect on. Stop looking for what you don't agree on and start looking for where you do connect. You see, a lot of people can't find a home church because they're always looking for what they don't agree with. Amen. But if they'd go in and sit down and say, what can I find in this place that's God? I'm looking for God in this place. And when you do that, guess what? You'll be able to stay anywhere. I believe it. You can stay anywhere when you look for God in that place. Amen. And so the first thing you're going to do with this gift is you're going to center your focus on what God is doing. Look for God in this situation. Look for the Father's heart, for His will, for His purpose in all of this. Amen? And as you look for that, you will be able to then use this gift wisely. Number two, stay in love, okay? You've got to walk in love because every gift has to come from the source, and God is the source, and God is love. So the gift has to flow from love, okay? So you got to stay filled up with the love of God. Constantly go in and ask God, God, fill me up with your love. God, anything that's not love, cast it out. God, get rid of it. Do your work in me. Stay before God. You got to stay so sensitive to the Spirit so that you can stay in tune with the Spirit, okay? Every time, I believe this. Every time you're done, I go back. I mean, you know how the football players will go out and play a game, then they come back and they come into the locker room. Or maybe not the locker room. I don't know where they do it, but they pull up the video and they watch it and they talk about it. They review the tape and they really look at it. I'm a believer in that. I go back and I say, God, what took place yesterday? What pleased you? What didn't? Where did I go wrong? Where did I move right? Where should I have pressed in? Where should I have pulled back? I'm asking God, teach me, train me, God. Holy Spirit, thank you for instructing me. So I think a lot of times after you've flown in the discernment, I want you to come back in and then say, Holy Spirit, what do you want to say about yesterday? What do you want to say about that moment? How did you feel about it? Did I get off? Did I stay on the course? What I should have done different? What did I do right? How should I pressed in? Those kind of things. So do that as well. Also, I want to say, stay connected to the body, okay? Because a lot of times we like, I got the discernment of spirits, and we run off and we're like, we don't need nobody. But the Bible says the body works together. He gifted us as He saw fit. Now, you're not whole without the hand if you're just the leg, amen? You're not whole without the rest of the body. The leg ain't going to function without the rest of the body, because guess what? The body's carrying the leg. Amen. You see, the body's carrying you and the gifts in you. See, the body is carrying me and the gifts in me. Okay. They're carrying you. The head ain't going to go off by itself. The arm ain't going to go off by itself. The body is carrying you. And so we've got to understand, we got to stay connected to the body, or our gifts are not going to function properly. Oh, they can function a little bit, but they're not functioning at full capacity. Okay. And so let me say why, because a lot of times, let me say it like this. You won't get the full picture of what God's doing, because someone with the word of wisdom can come in and see what you're discerning and give some practical insight to that, okay? Also, sometimes when you're feeling alone and discouraged, prophecy can come along and encourage, comfort, and even see ahead so that you can, your gift can be, you won't be alone in that, okay? They'll be able to walk with you, beside you, help you. Another thing, leadership will help bring oversight to the gifting. Others with discernment will help confirm what you're seeing, okay? And let me say this, when you pick something up, this is how we're operating in the refuge right now. And that's not to say God won't change it. But right now, as the people are growing in their gifts of discernment, we're saying, if you're picking up on something, pray about it first. God, what are you doing? What do you want to do about this? Okay. Do I need to say anything? Do I need to pray? What do I need to do? You're praying about what you should do. A lot of times He's going to have you just pray about that thing. Okay. But if it's not leaving you and God's impressing you that something needs to be handled, then take it to your pastor. Take it, like, a lot of times, well, for us, we have, I guess if you want to call it an armor bearer, a person with me. So when I'm up there ministering, for example, and that person out in the place begins to pick something up. This happened last night. Beautiful, beautiful. We were praying for a precious woman of God, and we were all up there praying and everything. Well, as we're praying, another person from the body was discerning that there was, that she needed to forgive herself, that this woman was not forgiving herself. And so they told the person that was with me, and when that person knew when the right time was to tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, this is what so-and-so was discerning. And I was able to go in and pray that very thing, and that woman broke. She began to forgive herself. Okay. I didn't pick up on that. Guess what? Pastors don't get everything. Amen. We weren't meant to. And if the pastor's the only one that's got everything, something ain't right. The body is not working as it should. See, I'm not too prideful to say, well, you didn't need that. The pastor could have got that. No, I praise God for it. We stood around there and there were so many people that picked up things that God wanted to loose to this woman. And I was so blessed to watch the body come in and do ministry. At some point, I just opened it up and said, okay, if anybody is getting anything from the Spirit, let's just release this. And they began to release it. Follow the pastor's lead. Talk to him about your gift. Say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. Just talk to him. him and let him know and ask him how he wants you to flow in that. And he'll begin to help you in that, or she will help you begin to focus on how to flow in your gift and how it can work in that body. Amen. And so I hope that helps us understand a little bit about the gift of discernment. I do want to tell you about this book. And it is called Unlocking the Gift of Discernment. You can only get it on like Kindle or Apple Books or something. I know on Kindle it's like $4.95, but it is so simple. And a lot of what I brought to you today has even come from the teaching from this book that I've learned. And so it is called Unlocking the Gift of Discernment. Oh, okay. Yeah, let me make sure I tell you right. Unlocking the Gift of Discernment by Helen Calder. C-A-L-D-E-R. Helen Calder. And so really what it was a woman of God who had a gift of discernment, and she felt like she kept seeking God and saying, God, I feel like I don't know how this is going to be used, and I just feel like there's not any teaching on it. Would you help me understand it? And he began to teach her, and then she began to write a really simple book. I mean, just so simple. I love it. I read half of it in a night, okay, and just probably 2 hours, if even that. It might have been an hour. And so I just flew through it because I knew the Lord was wanting to teach me some things. And so I just want to encourage you, study, grow in this gift, and I just want to pray, and we're going to ask God to activate this gift in you, and we're going to close. Heavenly Father, I thank you and praise you for the instructions that you're giving us today. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are our guide, our teacher in this hour. I thank you for the revelation truths that are coming forth from you today. And today, Holy Spirit, we're asking you to go forth and activate this gift in your body, in the people that are hearing today, God, that know that this is a place they have been operating, but they didn't understand it, or maybe they are wanting to. Holy Spirit, activate the gift of discerning of spirits in them right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that you are going to nurture and shepherd these gifts in your precious children. And God, I pray that you would surround them with people who will help them grow, who will help them flourish in their giftings. And Father, we just pray blessings today on the body. And today we ask, Father, that you would, if these people don't have a place, if these precious vessels don't have a place in your house, Father, we ask you to set them in the body as it pleases you. Send them to a place where they can get seated. Okay, that's what the Holy Spirit just kept putting in my spirit. Somebody who's listening today is not seated in a home church. And the Lord said, no, child, you must find a home church. See, you can't take a seed and put it in the ground and then take it and pick it up and move it to the next ground and move it to the next ground. No, it needs to stay settled in a place so that it can begin to take root in that place and begin to grow and flourish, bear, and bring forth fruit. So somebody needs to understand this. You've been wanting to grow in your gifts, but you've not been willing to stay in one place because you've been feeling like the Lord's leading you here and leading you there. But I'm telling you right now, you need to find a place. The Lord is saying to you right now, get seated in one place and stay under that place till you flourish and grow, and until that pastor, that leadership, that house, that body sends you out. That's when you're supposed to go. They will send you out. If you go before the time, it's like a half-baked cake. It's not finished, and it's only going to be used just a little bit, and then it's going to cause it to become to nothing. It'll become nothing. And so I've done this, guys, and I don't want you to do it. So I'm saying that because I love you. The Holy Spirit said it, so get planted. Now, Father, I thank you for what you're doing today, and I thank you for these precious people. And God, I ask you to bless them and pour out of them. And God, I thank you that now that the gift is activated, God, teach them how to walk it out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That was a good word. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again, the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Amen.
Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find the rock Christian music and take us with you everywhere.